Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by John Andorf. He is the coordinator for the Toys and Gifts program for the city of Perry. And John, really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today.
Great. Thanks for inviting me. I'm always excited to talk about this program and how we can make it work for Perry.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Of course, you know, it's the annual toy drive. Toys are being collected here. So why don't we start out and you can just kind of give us the history of how this got started.
Okay, sure. Perry's had a toy drive program for a good number of years. I'm not sure how many. It's always been through, at least my time in Perry, it's been through new opportunities located on First Street. They're a helping agency for low-income families. And my wife and I started off slow. We kind of started off donating a few toys. And then as time went on, we saw a need out there. We helped put out boxes. And eventually, we took over the program in terms of, I mean, new opportunities are still responsible. But we took it over in the sense that we coordinated and make the program happen for Perry. We've done this for about 13 years. And I'm really excited about making it happen this year because Perry has had such a difficult year with the incident at the high school back in January and Tyson closing and some of our businesses closing. And I really want to make this an extra special year for our toy drive.
No, absolutely. I mean, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Perry has had quite a turbulent year, but yes, this would be something to bring some positivity and light to the community. Can you talk about the application process with this program?
Sure. What families have to do is go out to, again, New Opportunities in Perry, located on First Avenue, and make an application for toys for their children. Again, it's for low-income families in the Perry School District. It's who we serve. And then folks at New Opportunities take the applications and they review them to make sure that people are qualified. And then they get the applications to us and we fill the orders, if you will. Families are asked to indicate what their child might want, at least in terms of a category. And we serve ages 0 through 17 in Perry. I'd like to talk a little bit, too, about how this program happens. What we do is about the 1st of October, we start working with New Opportunities and talk about how what changes, if any, we're going to make during the year. And we start contacting businesses for locations to put our drop boxes. We get the word out that we need donations, and people make donations of cash or checks, actually, checks made out to New Opportunities and toys, both in our drop boxes, and sometimes they'll drop them off at our house or New Opportunities. And then we have a core of volunteers. Every year for the last number of years, we've had our toy drive set up at the Elks Club in Perry on Willis, and they are most generous in terms of letting us use their building. And we have a core group of volunteers that help us every year in terms of setting the toys out, kind of by category. And then we take the list, again, that New Opportunities give us and try and fill the last year we served over 400, I'm not sure how many families, but over 400 children. That's a lot of kids to collect toys for and to shop for. We try and shop locally, but we also have to shop out of town to get everything we need to. Backing up a little bit to the application process, families need to go out to New Opportunities as soon as possible and get their application in because we have to bag the toys up and distribute them to families. This year's going to be the second weekend in December, but families need to get out there no later than the first week of December to put their application in. I also want to include the Marine Corps. The Marine Corps does help us some. We don't get near enough toys from the Marine Corps to serve everybody, but they do bring toys too. So we call it a community effort, and I also call upon some of the local eateries to help us provide food for our people that help us during the week we bag and distribute toys. That's kind of in a nutshell how it happens. It somehow happens every year, and we have generous people that donate, and we have some great volunteers that have been with us for a good number of years and help us make it happen.
Well, no, that is absolutely awesome. Thank you for kind of giving us the rundown, the background. Again, we're speaking here with John Andorf. He is the coordinator for the Toys and Gifts program here in the city of Perry. So now, John, we'll transition from that. Can you talk about how people can go about making those donations?
Yes, again, we'll go over before we end this today the location of the boxes, but people can send checks to New Opportunities or bring them to Linda and I, and we'll get them to New Opportunities. The checks need to be made out to New Opportunities. So they can make donations of checks, they can make donations of toys, or again, it's toys and gifts. So we serve up through 17, so gift cards are always popular with older kids. Sometimes the older is a harder to serve for, but also Perry Bucks. We have places in town that'll take the Perry Bucks. We're supporting our local community. We do shop as much as we can in Perry, but again, people could donate primarily through writing a check to New Opportunities and then designate that in the memo section for toys and gifts for Perry, or dropping things in the drop boxes, or just bringing some to us or New Opportunities, and we'll be happy to process those.
Awesome. Well, thank you for saying that. And then you mentioned, of course, the drop-off locations. Where are those located for people to do that?
Okay, we actually have 9 of them, I believe, this year. In no special order, here's the list. The Christian Church here in town, our grocery stores, Hy-Vee and Fairway, Percival Scientific, although it's probably mostly for their employees, but we have one at Percival Scientific, our local library, the Perry Perk, Family Credit, Tractor Supply, and Dollar General. Quite a few drop boxes available, and we check those routinely, and we'll be checking those through about the end of first week of December. Then we'll make sure we have all the toys so we can include in our gifts that we pass out the next week.
Awesome. Yeah, so keep that in mind. That would just be wonderful to donate to. And John, I guess before I let you go, what's really an aspect that you just love seeing the community kind of come together to do something like this?
It's really great to have people get involved and ask how they can help and donate. And what really makes it worthwhile for me is I don't get to see the children when they open the toys, but I'm sure they're very, very excited. But seeing the parents come in and turn in their application and get their toys and how thankful they are. There's a couple of special things that come to mind. One year, a few years ago, unfortunately, the woman had lost her job a few days before Christmas. So she came in and we made sure she got toys because she said, otherwise, I wouldn't have gotten any toys for my kids. And then just a year or two ago, a woman came in and she was so thankful to get toys because she said, and she had also lost her job. Anyway, she really didn't have any money. And she said, I've already told my older children, the older children being like 7 and 10 or something, so they really weren't very old, you're not going to get any toys this year, so your younger siblings can have toys. You know, that all makes it worthwhile, so you can make somebody's Christmas. You're not only making the child's Christmas, but probably even more so, you're making the parents' Christmas.
Absolutely. It's very special. We appreciate all the work that you guys are doing to help out the Perry community. And thank you for joining us to talk about everything going on with the annual toy drive again this year.
Feel free to give me a call at 465-5803 is our home phone. Again, 465-5803. I'll be happy to answer a question.
Awesome. Again, that is coordinator for the Toys and Gifts Program for Perry, John Andorf. John, thanks so much and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.